السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. I begin in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, sustainer, maintainer, protector, and I send salutations on our master Muhammad, peace be upon him, the last and final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 1458 years ago, a window opened in the heavens and God spoke to man. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu sent his first revelation to his beloved messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through the angel Jibreel alayhi salam, peace be upon him. This was not the first time this had happened, but was to be the last. That initiative of re-establishing the direct connection between the Creator and His creatures, between God and humans, between Allah and you and I, is Islam. Islam is for all human beings, irrespective of ethnicity, color, or race, or origin. Those who accept this connection and benefit from it are Muslims. The first word revealed was read. Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Read in the name of your Rabb who created everything. The word Rabb is a very all-encompassing word which means creator, protector, maintainer, sustainer, to whom is our return. The word read has many meanings. It can mean to read as in a book, read the book. It means to recite something which is written. It also means to read the signs that you see around you. Sometimes these are the expressions on the face of your beloved which tell you without a single word being spoken what is happening in their heart. Sometimes that expression strikes terror in yours. I know that from 39 years of watching those expressions. Sometimes gestures, the tone of voice, movements and demeanor tell those who can read them far more and far more truthfully the real story. That is why they say the body doesn't lie. The command read that was given to our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, peace be upon him, was to encourage him and all those who were to hear that command from him to read the signs of the Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, jalla jalaluhu, the glorious and magnificent in his creation, and to marvel at his power, his mercy and his wisdom, and to accept him as the only one worthy of worship. When we see the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we love him and we obey him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about this said, سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقُّ أَوَلَمْ يَكْفِي بِرَبِّكَ أَنَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدٍ. He said, which means, we will show them our signs in the universe and within themselves until it becomes clear to them that this Quran is the truth. Is it not enough that your Lord, your Rabb is witness over all things? I ask you to stay with me in this. Imagine if blood didn't clot. Hemophiliacs don't need to imagine that. They know it. Imagine if your hair had nerves. You would need to go under general anesthesia to get a haircut. Likewise, your nails. Cut a nail a little more deeply and you will know what I mean. I did it. This one. Imagine veins without venous valves, non-return valves. Your blood would clot, your blood would puddle in your feet. oxygenated blood would mix with unoxygenated blood. Imagine if rain and snow didn't descend in single drops and flakes. Did you think about that? What is the benefit of rain coming down in drops? But instead, if it all came down in one mass, I'll tell you what it means. Numbers. Long Meadow has an area of 9.7 square miles, where we are sitting. So let's take 10 square miles. That is 6,400 acres. 1 inch of rain per acre weighs 113 tons. In 2023, Long Meadow received 58 inches of rain and snow. Imagine if this, that would weigh 723,200 tons. Imagine if all that fell in one mass from 15,000 feet elevation, we would have a massive lake of 10 square miles, no Long Meadow. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends rain down as a sign of His mercy, not of His wrath. Imagine if you were given complete control, total control over all bodily functions. Make your heart beat as long as you want to. You know what that would mean? It would mean you could never sleep. You could not sleep. Because if you slept, your heart, your digestive system, your brain function, your vascular system, everything would shut down. Imagine that if Allah gave you everything you ask for, whatever you ask, Allah will give you. You may think that would be wonderful, but from my vantage point of being at least 40 years ahead of most of you here, I can tell you that I distinctly remember some things that I begged and pleaded Allah for, and He didn't give me. And today, I thank Him very much that He didn't give me what I begged and pleaded for. We thank Allah for what He gave us, and we thank Allah even more for what He did not give us. Yet, I know that I got reward for asking that. Because dua is ibadah, is worship. Supplication is worship. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards you and rewards me and us separately just for supplication. And then He gives us that which He knows is better for us. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us and invited us to read the signs. Where He said, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِذَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Allah said, which means, indeed in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and the alternation of the day and the night, there are signs for people of understanding. Who are those people? Allah said, they are those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while standing and sitting and lying down on their sides. And they reflect on the creation of the heavens and the earth, and they research and they study that. And then they say, O our Rabb, O our Lord, You have not created all of this without purpose. Glory be to You. Protect us from the punishment of the fire. I'm a wildlife photographer and I spend a lot of time in the bush. To read signs correctly is literally for me sometimes a matter of life and death. When I'm walking in the African veldt and I see lion tracks, I can read them and see which direction they are going in. Whether the pug marks are of a lion or a lioness, whether the animal is walking slowly or running, whether it is hungry or not. Or I can tell myself that these are not really lion tracks and they don't indicate the presence of the of a lion down the road. They are merely creations of an accidental chance wind that passed on the road. However I choose to interpret the signs, it won't change the fact that I am about to walk into a lion. What will change is whether I am prepared or not. What will change is whether I can get a good photograph or the lion makes a kill. To read signs is important because sign is not merely about color or a symbol or a shape. A sign has meaning. It points to a destination and warns us about consequences. We read signs every day when we drive, and if we fail to read the sign or misread it, there are consequences, sometimes very serious, that we have to bear. Why then don't we see this with respect to our Creator? It is to awaken our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the glorious and magnificent, our Creator, our Protector, Sustainer, Maintainer, Provider, to whom we will all return. It is to reconnect with Him that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends Ramadan. About this month of fasting, He said, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, kutiba alaykumus siyamu kama kutiba ala ladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon. He said, O you who believe, fasting is prescribed for you as it was prescribed for those before you, so that you might become muttaqoon, you might have taqwa, you might become conscious of God in your life. Taqwa is the blessed state of being where a person is always conscious of his or her connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and revels in that feeling and ensures that they never do anything that can dull the strength of that connection or sever it. Taqwa produces tranquility and knowing that the one in charge is the one who loves me and has the power to do absolutely everything. We can have other situations. You can have somebody who loves you very much but has no power, can't do anything. Or you might have somebody who has a lot of power but who doesn't care. What's a good word? Hoot, yes. Who doesn't care a hoot about you. But in this case, we have the one who has all the power and he loves us. Obedience is the way to express our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And fasting teaches us this lesson. We obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because we know that He loves us and He wants the best for us. And he knows what that is far better than we ever can. So we do what He commands us to do, and we stay away from what He commands us to stay away from. We know that He needs nothing, and nothing can benefit Him or harm Him. So when He shows us a way of life, it is for us, and we are honored to live it. On the authority of one of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, who quoted from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what we call Hadith Qudsi, where Allah says, O my slaves, I have forbidden oppression for myself and I have made it forbidden amongst you, so do not oppress one another. O my slaves, all of you are astray except those whom I have guided, so seek guidance from me and I will guide you. O my slaves, all of you are hungry except those whom I have fed, so seek food from me and I will feed you. O my slaves, all of you are naked except those whom I have clothed, so seek clothing from me and I will clothe you. O my slaves, you commit sins by day and by night, and I forgive all sins, so seek forgiveness from me and I will forgive you. O my slaves, you can neither harm me nor benefit me. O my slaves, if the first of you and the last of you and the humans of you and the jinn of you were all as pious as the most pious heart of any individual among you, this would not increase my kingdom by an iota. O my slaves, If the first of you and the last of you and the humans of you and the jinn of you were all as wicked as the most wicked of any individual among you, this would not decrease my kingdom by one iota. O my slaves, if the first of you and the last of you and the humans of you and the jinn of you were all to stand together in one place and ask of me whatever you wanted, and if I were to give everyone what he requested, then that would not decrease what I possess, except what is decreased of the ocean when a needle is dipped into it. O my slave, it is but your deeds that I account for you, and then I recompense you for them. So he or she who finds good, let him praise Allah. And the one who finds other than that, let him blame no one but himself. This is Allah. Allah introduced himself and he said, and I will recite the Arabic and the translation will be on the screen. That's the one.
الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله ولله الحمد هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.
This is Allah. Ramadan is the boot camp to reboot our lives and transform them and place them on the highway to success. In Ramadan, we stay away during the hours of daylight, even from things that are normally permitted, only to emphasize for ourselves the importance of staying away from that which is prohibited throughout our lives. Ramadan shows us what we can do if we wish. If we wish to please the one to whom we owe everything, and who we hope to meet one day in a state that he is pleased with us. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalaluhu, the glorious and magnificent, to bless this gathering. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless each and every one of you and to be pleased with you and never to be displeased. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to enjoy this month of Ramadan in a state of good iman, of good faith, of good health, and of sufficient time and the tawfiq and the guidance to use that time in order to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant every wish you make with khair and afiyah, because he knows what is best for you and me. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then, in addition to that, to grant you from His treasures, which have no ending. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill our hearts with His khashya, with His glory and majesty, and with His awe, and with the fear of disobeying Him in any way. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with every single one of us here, and to make each one of us here a means of guiding others to Him Jalla Jalaluhu. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that on the day when we meet Him, that we meet Him in a state which He is pleased with us for, that this day, the last day of our lives, is the best day of our lives, and the last of our actions is the best of our actions. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem, Muhammadu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, tasliman kathiran kathira. Jazakumullahu khairan, wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.